Western Star, the truck built by the world's most passionate people. Head on over to WesternStar.com to find yours.
With all news all day, this is the Triangle's News Authority. News Radio 680 WPTF, Raleigh, North Carolina, Curtis Media Group Station.
CBS News, I'm Gary Nunn. Firefighters working in Southern California getting a major break from the weather. More than a half of the major fires burning near San Diego are fully contained now. CBS News correspondent Ben Tracy.
The good thing is the weather is really working in their favor now. It's cooling off every day. The humidity is getting higher and the winds are calmer. So that is good firefighting weather. I think right now their biggest concern is this fire over at Camp Pendleton. They don't want that to spread. They don't want that to jump roads where it could get into populated areas.
Officials believe some of the fires were deliberately set. Several suspects have been picked up.
57-year-old Alberto Serrato is charged with arson in connection with the River Fire, one of nine fires that started on Wednesday. That fire burned only 105 acres before quickly being put out. A pair of teenagers were arrested on Thursday. They were allegedly seen trying to start fires while riding their bicycles.
CBS's Steve Futterman, nearly 20,000 acres destroyed, damage estimate more than $20 million. GM slapped with a $35 million fine for its delayed response to an ignition switch defect in millions of vehicles, a problem linked to more than a dozen deaths and 31 crashes. The company admits breaking the law, knowing about the problem for years, but waiting until last February to recall more than 2.5 million vehicles. Laura Christian's teenage daughter Amber Rose died in a Chevy Cobalt 8 years ago.
$35 million is a lot of money to you and I, but to GM or the other big auto manufacturers, it's a cost of doing business, and it's unacceptable.
GM faces both criminal and civil prosecution in court. VA Secretary Eric Shinseki accepts the designation of Health Care Undersecretary Robert Petzl. Latest development in the scandal over allegations of delayed treatment of seriously ill veterans and secret waiting lists. The White House says the president supported the decision to call for Petzl's resignation amid continued calls for Shinseki himself to step down. White House Chief of Staff Dennis McDonough.
Is one step like this one, as important as it was, sufficient? We'll continue to look at that. But at the same time that we're looking at accountability, we want to continue to perform to provide our veterans the services that they have earned.
McDonough was interviewed by CBS Chief White House Correspondent Major Garrett for tomorrow's Face the Nation broadcast. A decade since Massachusetts became the first state to legalize same-sex marriages, a majority of Americans now favoring same-sex marriage, says Evan Wolfson of the group Freedom to Marry in New York.
We've seen the American people go from about a third in support of the Freedom to Marry to now nearly 60% in support of the Freedom to Marry, with majorities in every region of the country.
A hero's welcome today for India's new prime minister. A crowd in New Delhi celebrating the landslide victory of Narendra Modi, closing a chapter of fragile coalition governments, ending the ruling Nehru-Gandhi dynasty. Modi will begin talks forming a new government. This is CBS News.
Now, WPTF News. Funeral services for North Carolina congressional hopeful Keith Crisco were held on Friday afternoon in his hometown of Asheboro. He died in an accident at his home on Monday, hours after he decided to give up on his pursuit of the Democratic Party nomination for a congressional seat, now held by Republican Renee Elmers. Crisco was State Secretary of Commerce under the Beverly Perdue administration. Former Governor Perdue told WTVD-TV the community lost a great person.
He meant everything. You know, I called him a giant. He was just a terrific man. He really did want to make a difference. You heard that in the funeral today. The preacher said he was doing what he wanted to do to make a difference. That's why he ran for Congress. That's why he did everything he did. And he's going to be missed.
A survey team from the National Weather Service confirms that an EF1 tornado struck Durham on Thursday. Here's WPTF.